Welcome to Perek Chafei Sedira Yomim Beis Achazia, who's referred to as Yoyachaz in the previous Perek and Azariah later in the Perek, so it gets confusing. He was the sole surviving son of Yehoram, and he ascended the throne age 22. Interesting. Now, it says he was 42 in the Pasuk, so Rashi explains that it just means that was the time since Yehoshaphat married Omri's daughter. Interesting why we date it from then, but okay. Ahaziah's mother, who was Asaliah, if you remember her, she was a wicked lady. She advised her son, following the ways of your father, Yehoram, also wicked. He collaborated, Ahaziah, with a king, Yoram, the king of Israel, to fight Aram. Yoram was injured. Ahaziah goes to visit Yoram, and then they go together to Yoben Nimshi, who was appointed by Hashem to wipe out Ahav's descendants, although the two kings didn't realize this. Yehu kills the nephews, or some of them, of Ahaziah, and even though Ahaziah himself, he escaped, but he was eventually buried. He was buried by Yehu. He's killed before that. He's killed and buried by him. He is buried as a mark of respect because Ahaziah, of course, had a righteous grandfather, Yehoshaphat, in contrast to Yoram, whose body just leaves in the field. Asaliah hears about this. She goes and massacres the royal family of Yehuda. We have here Ahaziah's sister, known as Yehoshavas, who is married to Yada the Kohen Gadol, hides Yoash so that Asaliah wouldn't touch him. He's Ahaziah's son, Yoash, along with his nurse in a chamber above the Kodesh Kadashim in the Beis HaMikdash. Yoash stays there for 7 years. 6 years, and he escapes the clutches of Asaliah. I'm going to see what happens to them in the next Perek, Perek of Gimel.